A new report shows suicide, alcohol, and drug overdose deaths have reached near crisis levels nationwide, and states are struggling to cope. When it comes to overall health system performance, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Vermont are among the top-ranked states in 2019. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund's 2019 Scorecard on State Health System Performance, which assesses all 50 states and the District of Columbia on 47 measures of access to health care, quality of care, service use and costs of care, along with health outcomes and income-based health care disparities. New York ranks 14th, Pennsylvania 21st. Economist Sarah Collins is Vice President for Healthcare Coverage and Access at the Commonwealth Fund. She notes the report highlights three key findings.
First, deaths from suicide, alcohol, and drug overdose are regional epidemics that are affecting states in dramatically different ways. Second, the progress made in insurance coverage since the Affordable Care Act passed has stalled and is even reversing in several states. And third, per capita spending growth in employer health plans, which drives premium growth, outpaced spending in Medicare in a majority of states between 2013 and 2016.
David Radley, a senior scientist for the Commonwealth Fund's Tracking Health System Performance Program, says deaths from substance abuse take the lead impacting national health.
Drug overdose mortality is disproportionately impacting states in the eastern part of the country, and suicide and alcohol-related deaths are occurring at higher rates in the West.
According to Radley, states in the Great Lakes, New England, Mid-Atlantic, and Southeast regions have been particularly hard hit by the opioid crisis. Pennsylvania is among the states with the highest death rates from drug overdoses.
The states that expanded Medicaid eligibility experienced improved access to the life-saving opioid reversal drug, naloxone.
The report found that between 2013 and 2017, in nearly all states, there were widespread reductions in uninsured rates following the Affordable Care Act's implementation. Today, with health spending growing faster than median income, the pendulum is beginning to swing in the opposite direction.
Some states are setting provider prices closer to those used in Medicare and the Medicare program for their state employee benefits programs and public plans offered in the marketplace. Ultimately, improvement will require that states and the federal government work together to coordinate efforts and resources to ensure that whatever progress is made is sustainable.
The report attributes the change to a lack of Medicaid expansion efforts by individual states. New York, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania all expanded Medicaid. State rankings and a link to the complete Commonwealth Fund report and its online data center are posted at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.